Given these signs of speculation, what do banks say about mortgage lending quality? Data from the Bank of Thailand on loan delinquency ratios among both developers and individuals have not shown any unusual acceleration so far. The BOT data do indicate that among buyers of new Bangkok condo units worth over 500,000 baht, the debt service coverage ratio, or DSCR, defined as monthly income divided by debt servicing expenditure, has declined slightly in the past 3 years. But even for low-income households, the DSCR is still above 2. The minimum lending rule among commercial banks. So bank data shows that businesses and households currently have little trouble paying off debts, which is not surprising. After all, the economy has been growing robustly, the job market is strong, and interest rates are low. But if growth slows, households might experience a cash flow shock. This would increase delinquencies, hamper access to credit, and hurt the economy. Also, the financial market turbulence and the resulting declines in stock prices could hurt consumer sentiment through negative wealth effects. That would probably lower the propensity to invest, including purchases of real estate, which could leave supply unsold. All in all, the case for a significant condo price bubble at present is weak, although there are some early signals of speculation. The situation is certainly not as bad as in Hong Kong, where residential property prices have increased 120% since 2008, buoyed by a tide of incoming foreign capital. It has not yet warranted macroprudential measures, such as a requirement for banks to lower the loan-to-value ratio, or LTV ratio, from the current practice of 90%, or a requirement that banks increase their reserves. But vigilance is due, especially because interest rates might decline further. It's a good sign that banks have begun to exercise more caution in mortgage lending. In April, for example, commercial banks approved significantly fewer housing loan accounts than in the months previously. What's especially needed is more data so that it is easier for everyone to spot a bubble before it starts to develop. This information needs to be collected by government agencies overseeing the property and financial sectors. These data series would help inform the public of the traffic lights so they could better navigate the condo market. Safe driving, everyone.